This is the worst, the very, very worst of the High FM Morning Show.
High FM's Robin Banks, Johnny Borrows. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning to you. So I was in Rui yesterday.
Oh, no. This is your story about Rui.
And I was at Badr al-Samma Hospital and I met Dr. Naveen in radiology there. I had to have an MRI
on your knee.
On my knee. Yeah. I've got a really screwed knee. I need surgery on my knee.
When they do an MRI scan,
yes.
Are they scanning your entire body?
No.
Or are they just scanning the particular body part?
Just that area.
But your whole body goes under, right?
Half of my body went into the massive.
Oh, right, okay.
If you don't know what an MRI machine is, it's this massive tube that your entire body can actually fit in.
Yeah.
But they just, I had half my body, so my neck and head was sticking out of the machine.
Okay.
And I had to stay perfectly still for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Right, perfectly still, can't move for 30 minutes. And it's really loud. If you've ever had an MRI, the machine gets really, really loud. So what they do is they give you headphones.
Oh, really?
And this is where my bad experience comes in. Now, I can't move.
Okay.
So the guy, he goes, he sets me all up, he puts the headphones on, and he says,
are these the sort of headphones that you would wear maybe if you're using a drill or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So noise cancelling.
They're not noise cancelling.
Right.
They're kind of like the headphones that we wear.
Okay.
To broadcast this radio show.
Right.
So I'm lying there, it's all going fine.
Oh, no. He didn't plug in High FM, did he?
Well. So it comes on, right? And it's all High FM music.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Thinking, all right. Except for the fact, Johnny, that for 30 minutes, it's not the artists.
What do you mean?
It's royalty-free cover versions of all the High FM songs. And I'm lying there going, oh, my God, no. I'm hearing Justin Timberlake. But it's not Justin Timberlake.
But it's not Justin Timberlake. It's someone else.
It's a sound alike that doesn't really sound like him, but sounds like him in parts. I'm hearing Niall Horan. I'm hearing all the High FM playlist. But I'm lying there, and I cannot get this off my head.
Oh, no. So you can't even move your hands to...
I can't. No, my hands are in the machine.
Oh.
So for 30 minutes, I'm hearing cover versions of all the songs that we play that are on our playlist.
Oh, no.
I can't. And I'm finding myself singing along to them. And all the production is just rubbish,
right,
as it would be, because they're cover versions and they're royalty-free cheap songs.
So you didn't listen to any of them and go, oh, this is good. Would you play this one?
Nice version of this song. No, absolutely not.
No. Could you have not kind of ushered over... somebody in the...
There's no one in the room. Because there's loads of magnetism and radiation, I guess, from the MRI. You're the only one in the room.
Oh, wow.
I was stuck there for 30 minutes listening to Justin Bieber, like lift music.
What was the worst?
I tried to count the songs.
Let's play a fun game.
And the worst thing is, right, when the guy came in, when my 30 minutes was up, he came in, he takes me out of the machine, and I go, oh, thank God for that! And he goes, oh, was it really bad for you? Yes, it was! Your music is terrible!
High FM. The worst of High FM's morning show.
Let's go!
High FM, morning to you.
Morning to you, Johnny.
Something happened to me yesterday, and I had no idea how to deal with the situation.
Okay, sit down and tell Uncle Robin all about it.
As a parent, I'm hoping you can offer me some advice.
Absolutely.
How I should have dealt with this situation.
Yes, absolutely. Come on then.
I'm doing some shopping in Carrefour.
Okay,
yesterday.
Right. Okay, I am just imagining you right now going around Carrefour. There you are, bumping your trolley into people.
I've got one of those little trolley baskets.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Bumping that into people.
Yeah.
Then.
I had some stuff in the basket. And in my hand I had some bananas.
Some bananas in your hand. Okay. Which hand? Just so I can really get the picture.
In my right hand.
In your right hand.
It was in my right hand.
Okay.
And this little kid comes
up. Were you pushing or were you pulling your trolley?
You know what? I think I was pushing it. I normally push those trolleys because
I
find it quite complicated to pull them.
Oh, man!
This little kid comes up to me.
Right.
I'm going to guess he was about 3. Hands outstretched.
Hands outstretched.
Right. And I'm thinking, does he want me to pick him up? What does he
want? Oh, bless.
And I'm looking around for a pet. Can't see a parent.
Yeah, stay here. Don't do anything.
I asked where his mum or dad was.
Nice.
And then he points at my bananas.
He points at your bananas. Right.
I panic.
Yeah.
I just give him the bananas.
Right. You gave this child your bananas?
Yeah.
Because he asked for bananas. Because he, like, he pointed at the bananas.
Like, he was doing this with his hands. He was kind of, yeah, as though he wanted to grab them.
Grab your bananas. Okay.
He then walks off.
With your bananas?
Yeah. And he puts them in another basket. At that point, I then notice that his mum is, yeah, queuing to get some fruit and veg weighed and stuff.
Oh, okay.
The child comes back to my basket.
No.
Takes a loaf of bread out of it.
Oh, fantastic.
Goes and puts it in his mum's basket.
Oh, that's just brilliant. You can't make this up.
And I'm stood there and I go, what do I do? And I suddenly realise that in broad daylight, I'm being robbed by a small child.
You're waking up with the Robin Banks Morning Show.
Hi, FM.
It's Hi, FM. Banks over here, Borrow's over there.
Hello.
All right, good morning to,
yes,
you. Morning. Season 3 of The Crown is out now on Netflix.
It is, yeah. I watched a little bit of that first episode of season 3.
Have you seen the other two?
No.
Well, why are you on season 3? Well, you should go back and watch the other two, surely.
Because I wanted to check out Olivia Colman as the Queen. I wanted to have a little look and go, oh, okay, all right.
Spoiler alert.
Oh.
It ends with everyone hating Meghan Markle.
The worst of High FM's morning show. Because no one wants to be here on the weekend.
Hello, good morning. It's High FM. It's Robin Banks over here. Johnny Borrow's over there.
Hello.
What should you do for 78 minutes a day for your mental health?
Play hopscotch.
I'd be knackered after 2 minutes of that.
Is it meditate?
Meditate for 78 minutes?
I don't know.
Mate.
That is a long time.
That's a really long time. Right, you do it longer.
Is it use the internet?
No. No, for your mental health. Oh, yeah, stay online for an hour.
No, I mean not use the internet.
Not use the internet. So you don't use the internet for 78 minutes, yeah, for your mental health.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, it does make sense. You try use the internet for 78 minutes.
No, I get it. I get it. But that's not going to be... No, don't use the internet for 78 minutes and it will really improve your mental health.
I bet it would.
You should listen to music every day for at least 78 minutes. Why the...
Okay.
That'd be gore music. Station.
Or a music station.
That's good, that is.
Like High FM, maybe.
78 minutes of music every day. That's the amount recommended by the British Academy of Sound Therapy for maintaining good mental health. Okay. But you can't just listen to one specific type of music.
Right.
There's actually...
You listen to different variants of music.
Yes, there's a formula that I have here.
Oh, okay.
So, you need 14 minutes of uplifting music to feel happy.
Okay.
16 minutes of calming music.
Right.
To feel relaxed.
Yeah.
16 minutes of whatever you choose to overcome sadness.
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes of motivating music to aid concentration. And another 17 minutes of whatever you choose to manage your anger. So you thought you listened to this show for laughs and the occasional screw up.
I mean, I like that.
For the what did Johnny say moments.
That formula.
But no, you're listening for your mental well-being.
It's nonsense though, isn't it?
You're most welcome, peeps.
Robin Banks wakes you up.
Hi FM is the radio station, and now Johnny's going to do some singing because I don't want to have anything to do with this bit, so this is all Johnny. All right.
One of the best singers of the 20th century, hands down.
Me. Thank you.
Is Freddie Mercury.
I'm burning through the sky.
Yeah.
200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you.
What a pair of lungs on him. Do you think you can sing? You probably can't. But now there is a way to judge how well you can sing compared to one of the biggest legends, Freddie Meter.
Freddie Meter.
So it's freddiemeter.withyoutube.com.
Hang on, Freddie Meter. Oh, yeah, freddiemeter.withyoutube.com. I've got the website right now, JB.
Catchy URL.
Yeah.
Rates how closely you can mimic Freddie Mercury's voice.
It's got, all it's got is, can you sing like Freddie Mercury? And then there's a button that says, let's do it.
Hang on.
You ready?
Right. Okay. Do you want to, are you ready for this?
Yeah, yeah,
my voice?
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la. Tonight, I'm gonna have myself.
Whoa!
A real good time. I feel a la.
Go on, JB!
And the world.
Oh, well, well.
It'll turn me upside down.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Floating around in ecstasy. So don't
stop me now.
Oh, God.
Why is there a backing voice? Don't stop. Why is there a backing voice? Having a good time. Having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger.
On,
defying
Jeffy.
The laws of gravity.
Gravity.
I'm a racing car buzzing through the sky. Some lady
no,
godiva.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. There's
no stopping me.
I'm burning through the sky. Yeah. 200 degrees. That's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit.
Oh.
Traveling at the speed of light.
No.
I wanna make a supersonic man out of you. What's the fucking thing? It's back again. Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time.
Oh, how long
I'm
did
having
this
a ball.
Go on for?
Don't stop me now. Oh, will you have a good time? Just give me a call.
Oh, mate.
I'm having me now. Having a good time.
No.
I'm having a good time.
Can we stop?
Don't want to stop at all.
Please stop.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. I don't. So,
what does the Freddy meter say?
Hang on, let's have a look.
Hang on.
It's loading up.
I did press the button. What does it say?
Ooh. No, it can't be anything good.
37% Freddy.
Yes, which means you're 63% not Freddy.
So, it's broken it down here.
That's good.
I've got a 76 rating.
No, you don't.
For Timber.
For Tomba.
Tomba.
For Timber. Oh, God. Yes, we are musically inclined here at High FM.
Owned it. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
JB, loads of messages coming in about your singing that you just did with your friend.
I am
meter.
Available after 10 a.m. for autographs.
No, that's not kind of what they were saying. Awful. Oh, my God.
Awfully great.
I just tuned in right now. What is this going on?
Oh, wow.
There's the poo emoji going on. And then loads of them just like that. Daniel has sent a message in.
Right.
Daniel says, that's not going to get him any action. You are still single, right?
I am still single.
That was probably the reason.
I'm putting myself out there. I'm
I know you did.
Myself on the line.
Yes, you did.
Don't
you
stop
really,
me now.
Don't stop me now. He's not having a good time.
The Robin Banks Morning Show. I need to borrow the airwaves.
Okay, well, we've got a morning show. We've got 4 hours in the morning.
You know those...
And you've got your own show on Saturday morning between 7 and 10. You can borrow the airwaves then.
I thought I'd let the music do the talking in that show.
All right, more music.
You know those prove you aren't a robot things on websites?
What? Oh, the capture.
Yeah.
So when you fill in your details and then you hit next and then it says prove you're not a robot.
Yeah, but they're getting harder and harder. Now you have to identify things in an image.
Yo, oh my
Please
God.
Please select all the squares that have a school bus in.
I'm looking.
And then there's a tiny little bit of the roof in this square. Does that mean that I choose this one?
Or choose the squares that have the traffic lights in.
Oh.
Does it include the traffic light pole?
Exactly.
Well, right?
Exactly.
Oh, I feel your pain.
Select all the fruits in this photo. Hang on. That square has a tomato. Are they tricking me or are they going legitimately on this one?
My friends, tomato is a fruit and not a vegetable. Did you know that?
Another one that I've got an issue with
is
security questions. So if you forget your password, you need to choose a security question.
Who's your best friend?
You know, it used to be like, what school did you go to?
Now it's
like, what's the name of your third cousin twice removed?
I know, it is true.
An American airline has really taken the award for the most intrusive ever security question.
Okay, what is it?
What is the name of your favourite child?
Oh my God, I read this. It's true. That's what they have as a security question. He's not making this up.
Give me your opinion on this one.
Right.
If you had to choose a favourite child, wouldn't you just choose someone else's child?
Anyone but mine. Hi FM, during that song, Johnny leapt out of his seat and went, I can do this, and then left the studio.
Yeah, right.
And now he's back. At first I thought that you were going to the toilet. I thought you had an emergency and you were going to the toilet.
But as I ran, you started just sort of ranting at me. I don't know what you were saying.
I was wondering where you were going.
Right.
I was like, where are you going? But you just ran off.
Well,
and now you're back.
Yeah. So
what happened?
We have a very special guest on the show this morning.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I needed to get everything ready for it. Hence, I can do this. I can do this.
Right. So who's the special guest?
Sir David Attenborough.
Oh, genius.
Is pleasuring us with his company this morning. And he has a very important message for us about plastic.
And is that message ready now?
It's ready.
We'll do it in about 10 minutes then, shall we?
Okay.
Doesn't want to see you down. Doesn't want to see you frown. It's Calm Larry.
Calm Larry.
Calm Larry is in town for you.
Going to a party with new people you don't know can be really daunting. But it can be a great way to meet new people. Here are my top tips for making friends at a party. Confidence is key. Enter the party by throwing open the front door and shouting, Yippee-ki-yay! It is important you don't seem too keen. Sit on the sofa alone in the corner of the main room and let all the people come to you. Once you've made some new friends, no matter what they are doing, film them all night on Insta Stories.
Good morning to you. Our good friend Sir David Attenborough has been in touch this morning, and he's got a very, very special message for us all.
Love this. Love it.
This is Sir David Attenborough. Ever since I made the groundbreaking show Blue Planet 2 back in 2017, I have been encouraged by the incredible response it's received. The world is beginning to tackle the serious threat of plastic. However, there is still so much plastic on our planet. Some people haven't got the message. Despite their heavy use of plastic, Dolly Parton, Kris Jenner, Mickey Rourke, and Cher still show no sign of stopping their habit.
Thank you very much, Sir David Attenborough, on the show this morning.
What they want from me, what they want from me.
The worst of High FM's morning show.
Only on High FM.
High FM, JJ Abrams says The Rise of Skywalker will be a satisfying finale.
Hang on.
What?
JJ Abrams.
That's right. Hang on, don't ruin it for me. Don't ruin it, Johnny. And if there's someone who delivers good endings, it's the man behind Lost.
Other not so cool stations would give you a best of show right now.
Yeah, not us.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Wake me up.
It's High FM's Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows. Right, I've just sent Johnny a couple of pictures. There's a picture labelled 1 and a picture labelled 2. Can you please open picture labelled 1 and just describe what you see there?
So I'm looking at a sort of scruffy looking man.
Yes.
He's got quite a large ear.
He's got a large ear. Yes, he does.
His ear is very big. I can't see his right ear, but I'm going to assume it's probably also quite large as well.
Well, no.
It sticks out quite a lot.
Yeah, it's a sticky outy ear he's got.
Oh, I see. He's got a little tattoo.
He's got a neck tattoo.
On his neck.
Yes, he does. That's a 30-year-old guy in England, and his name is David Springthorne.
Blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
Scruffy hair.
Yeah.
I would call it Oasis hair.
Oasis hair. He had a warrant out for several shoplifting charges.
Mm.
And, Johnny, he tried to disguise himself because he didn't want the 5-0 catching him.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Can you open picture 2 of his disguise, please, Johnny? Can you please describe the man in the photo? Can you please describe his disguise? Come on, get yourself together.
He's got glasses on.
He's got glasses on.
He's gone for the Superman, hasn't he?
That's exactly what he's gone for. So he didn't cover up his giant neck tattoo.
No.
And his ear, which is unusually big, didn't do anything about that.
No, and it's only one ear. I see it's only one ear now.
So the police easily recognised him on the street last week. Literally, he has got Clark Kent glasses on.
Yeah.
And he was sentenced 30 weeks in jail. It is now official, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Superman Clark Kent disguise does not work in real life.
This is High FM and the Robin Banks Morning Show.
High FM.
High FM.
Hello there.
Oh, I thought you were answering the phone.
Been and gone, mate.
I know, I know.
I've been in Amman nearly 8 months now.
Wow.
Incredible, eh?
It is incredible that you've lasted this long. Oh, boy.
And I'm starting to look at potential holiday options.
Oh, hello. Okay.
I'd like to travel somewhere in Asia.
Right.
As obviously I'm much closer to it than I would be if I was back in England.
Right.
I've been around a lot of Southeast Asia before.
Ooh, smell you.
But I'd like to visit Japan.
Japan?
Yeah.
Do you know, when you were saying that, I was thinking Japan.
I'd love to visit Japan.
So, okay.
Only problem is it's very expensive. So I'm trying to kind of look at places, trying to find, kind of get a gauge of how expensive it is to stay in different parts of Japan.
Right.
So I found a few options.
Okay.
I have found a hotel.
Okay.
In the city of Fukuoka.
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 City of what?
Fukuoka.
Say that again.
Fukuoka.
And once more.
Fukuoka.
What? Have you just banged your foot?
It's a town. I got some very nice temples.
What's it called again?
Fukuoka.
Okay. So you're going to that place.
And I could stay
there.
You
could stay there.
I could stay there for under 500 baht.
Really?
I found a hotel there.
Wow, okay.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
There's a catch.
Of course there is.
Guests who visit this hotel must agree to be featured on the hotel's YouTube channel.
That's all right.
Basically live streamed.
Okay.
No, take your mind out of the gutter. Nothing lewd or anything like that.
My mind wasn't in the gutter.
You must change in the hotel's shared bathroom.
Okay, I'm liking this place.
The streaming video cannot be turned off. Doesn't include sound, though, and you can turn off the lights.
What's the point of watching that?
You're not required to do anything compelling. However, some guests have had some fun holding up signs saying, oh, interact with me and stuff like that. So yeah. I found one hotel I can stay with in Japan.
What town is it again?
Fukuoka.
Yes, we managed to get through that.
Oh, I'm sweating.
And we're still here. In the morning, you gotta get on up. Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we don't have any.
Friday at 1 p.m. and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's the worst of the High FM morning show. Get
on up. Hello, this is High FM. This is Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows. Good morning to you. We've teamed up with Al Ahliya Insurance to make Oman's roads safe. And I think it's a really simple competition. We give you the answers. And then,
can I read the question?
Well, yeah, read the question.
What do hatched lines painted on the road like this mean?
And there's a picture of it, right?
Yeah.
There's a picture as well of the hatched lines. And we give you four multiple choice answers. I'm not going to give you the answers right now.
No.
But, I mean, everybody knows that.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning to you. How's it going? This is Robin Banks here and Johnny Borrows at High FM.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm not going to ask your name. But
okay.
Did you enter a competition?
Yes.
Was your answer, use it as an area to pass other vehicles? Those hatch lines.
Yes.
Yes, it was. Dude, one question for you. Have you got a driving license?
I do.
Oh, mate. Have you been in any crashes recently?
No.
No.
When was the last crash you had?
Maybe a year back.
Year back.
Yeah, but nothing recently.
Nothing recently. Have you been in any near crashes recently?
No, none.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think what Robin's trying to get at is that isn't the correct answer.
Mate.
I'm afraid.
Okay.
If you're passing cars on those lines...
Mate, you are one of those people...
It's not on.
When I'm in the right lane, right, the correct lane, to go off at MQ off the highway, you're one of those nutters that comes up the left and just wants to... oh, well, it's an area for passing. I'll just come in now. That's what I'll do. I'll just swing in. And then if I beep at you, you'll look at me and give me that hand signal. It's not funny, dude. First of all, you need to learn the rules of the road. And it's not funny. It's not funny. I'm doing this as a public service for you. And I'm not mentioning your name, Jason.
I can't believe you said his name.
That's all right. There's loads of Jasons.
There's loads of Jasons, isn't there?
All right, dude, listen, get back on our website, highfmradio.com/roadsafety. And please... read the page. The answer's on the page. The answer's on the page, Johnny.
Are you going to be driving at about sort of 10:30 this morning?
I'll be driving in another 10 minutes.
Oh, no, okay. Right. Get off the road!
roads! Get off the roads! Jason's on the roads! Get off the roads!
Wake up!
Waking up, waking up!
Robin Banks.
Hi FM, this is Robin Banks over here. I was going to say Johnny, and then my head changed at the last minute to JB, so it came out as J like that.
I had a little memory on my Facebook yesterday.
Oh, what'd you have?
When you commented on a post of mine.
Okay.
Where it's, oh, that's really funny, JB. And my friend, right, Johnny's mum calls him JB as well.
Oh my God, I remember that.
You're the only other person that calls me JB.
A couple found out earlier this month that their 15-year-old daughter had helped some boys sneak into a sleepover. So they gave her two choices for a punishment. They'd either take away her phone for a month or they'd take away her phone for 2 weeks. However, they would keep control of her social media. So option A or option B.
Keep control of or track of?
No, control of. Control of.
So they can post whatever.
Yes. So obviously, because I'm doing this story, right, she chose option B. Maybe she should have chosen option A. And since they've taken over their daughter Madeline's phone, they posted all over TikTok, Snapchat and Instagram. And they posted the most embarrassing videos possible. Like dad lip syncing on TikTok in a crop top and really short shorts.
What?
Now their punishment videos are going viral and I've been watching them. And the daughter says that she regrets her decision after day one, but daddy would not let her switch. Quote, I have too many ideas, says this dad.
That is the best punishment ever.
Doesn't want to see you down. Doesn't want to see you frown. It's Calm Larry.
Calm Larry.
Calm Larry is in town for you.
When my son, Little Larry, gets stressed, I like to read him a nice, relaxing nursery rhyme. So, to keep you relaxed, I'd like to read one for you now. Little Bo Peep lost her sheep. Oh no! And she doesn't know where to find them. Oh dear, that's really terrible. What are we gonna do?
Hi FM, Kevin Hart put a video online yesterday.
Here we go.
And it's a video of his post-car accident workout.
Was it a short video?
Oh mate, don't joke about that. Don't joke. We all know Kevin's short, but that's not funny.
Just making a small joke.
That's
fine.
That's not funny.
Right.
In the caption for the video, Kevin...
Was it a small caption? Tiny caption.
Kevin says that he's trying to reach new levels of greatness.
Right.
He's also hoping to reach new levels of things on the really high shelves at the supermarkets.
Do you reckon he's related to Kevin Little?
Let's go. Hello. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
About to do a bit, everybody. We're clearing our throats.
The average person drops their phone four times a week.
Okay, I don't. I'm not average then. I never, ever, ever drop my phone.
Do you never drop your phone?
Touch wood. I never drop my phone.
They also have 6 heart attack moments when they drop their phone, but save it just in time.
All right. Hang on. How can you... Okay. All right, so drop your phone, fully drop it on the floor four times a week, but 6 heart attack moments when you
nearly
save
drop it. Yeah.
Okay, right.
So you never drop your phone? Ever.
Never. I never drop... Well, rarely. I mean, obviously sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd say once a month.
Have you never dropped it in the toilet before?
No.
No?
Never dropped it in the toilet. If I go into the bathroom and I'm using a cubicle, I always make sure it's down in my pocket, and I never ever take it out to use it while I'm using it. You know
I
what
used
I mean?
To
did you
yeah
and then what you dropped it
I dropped it in the bath the other week
did you
actually my phone yeah
Is it waterproof?
No, not at all.
Oh,
so
wow.
I took it out and took all the bits out that I could and then plopped it in a bag of rice.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
This laptop right here about 3 years ago.
Your laptop.
I woke up one morning turned it on, and then as I turned it on I realised that it was in a pool of water.
How was it in a pool of water?
I must have knocked a glass over.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Ooh, spooky.
And I quickly turned it off, I took it apart, left it in a bag of rice for about a week.
And bang, it works.
And bang, 3 years later it's still working.
Thanks for that, Johnny.
Consumer advice for you.
Nice tip.
It's the worst of the High FM morning show. I could be the one to wake up with High FM.
FM.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows, and now we're having a meeting on the radio that we should have had before the show.
Well,
about an idea that Johnny's had.
I
should have known better to lie to one as beautiful as you.
Thought we could have a little brainstorming.
Oh, little brainstorm.
Or
yeah,
a
okay.
prize that we could give away.
Yeah, okay.
I've got a idea.
Okay, you got
for,
an idea.
For a listener, a way, they need a prize.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we can't...
So hang on. You've got a competition.
Right, I've got something that... I've got a challenge for a listener.
Right.
I've come up with a challenge for a listener.
Yeah, but we've got no prize.
We don't have a prize for it. Okay. So we need to come up with a prize. If we don't come up with a prize, then we're going to be left with going for a coffee with me.
What, the listener goes for a coffee with you?
I could possibly offer them a guitar lesson.
I think that's really great.
Yeah.
I would throw that out.
If you're a beginner, because if you're pretty good, then I won't be able to teach you anything. So, I inherited from Kathy Douglas. Lived in my house before me.
Right.
A load of Christmas decorations.
Fantastic.
And I'm thinking, oh, once December hits...
Put Kathy's Christmas decorations up.
Exactly. However, there's a problem.
What's the problem?
I've inherited these Christmas lights.
Oh, you brought them in. Okay, you got some Christmas lights.
And
do they work? Have you plugged them in? Do they work?
Well, you know when you have some headphones?
Yeah.
Some little earbud headphones.
Right.
With the cable.
Yeah.
And you put them in your pocket. And then 5 minutes later, you take them out of your pocket and they're all wrapped up.
There was a job once, a couple of years ago, in the UK, Tesco.
Yeah.
They advertise a job for a Christmas lights unwrapper.
Oh, wow.
A detangler for the Christmas lights.
Right, well, I need one of these because...
Oh, my God.
These...
Just a bowl. It looks like there's Christmas lights. There's Kathy's Christmas lights, which are now Johnny's. It's just a bowl.
They are just the most tangled up things I've ever seen in my life.
If anyone wants to come in here this morning, it may take you a while. We'll sort out a coffee with Johnny and some guitar lessons if you can untangle Johnny's lights. Just drop in.
Just drop in
anytime.
Anytime's fine.
I'm here to untangle Johnny's lights. Make sure you've got a couple of hours.
Cause I'm always waking up to
the Robin Banks Morning Show.
Wake up in the morning
on High FM.
Hello, good morning to you.
Oh, I thought we were answering the phone.
No! A Canadian company says it has invented an invisibility cloak.
Oh.
And it eagerly awaits your order, Prince Andrew, if you're listening.
Robin Banks.
This is High FM. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello there.
Hello. I want to talk about Disney Plus, which you can't get over here.
You can't get over here?
No, you can't get it over here.
You could get it if you really wanted
to. You can't get Disney Plus over here. And there's tons of chaos there has been on the news last week. It was so amazing to have the release of Disney Plus for some people. A nice, wholesome reprieve from all the depravity in the world. Oh, Disney Plus. Apparently, that was just a very short-lived fantasy, Johnny.
Right.
Because now, even Disney Plus has been corrupted.
Oh, no.
Hackers started breaking into users' accounts within hours of the Disney Plus launch last Tuesday. So what they did is they logged in, they removed all the original users' devices and changed their password and username as well, and that gave them complete control over the account, which they then placed for sale on the dark web.
Ooh.
Some were priced as low as just one reel.
Wow.
And Disney Plus costs about three reels a month. So why were shady people willing to buy these accounts? I don't know. It's not 100% clear why. But we're assuming that most of them were prepaid for at least a year.
Yeah.
So maybe the buyers are from countries that don't currently have access to Disney Plus. like here. So, has anyone got a Disney Plus account? Can you give us a call?
I woke up this morning. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Wake up. Hello.
He's here, everybody. He's here. He's literally right next to me.
We have to be a little bit quiet. It's because I'm from Allah.
Okay.
Whoa.
Because this morning, Kozai looked at me. Look at those eyes. Right, Johnny, look at his eyes. No.
Oh, wow.
Did somebody have a late night last night? Did somebody not get any sleep?
Yeah.
And what did you do last night?
Cos I said to me this morning, he went, he said, I'm really tired.
Yes. And then he just walked away. That was his greeting to me. Yeah. I went, all right, mate. He went, I'm really tired.
Oh, you need to really listen tired. To Calm Larry today. He's going to read a nursery rhyme.
Oh, wow, OK.
So it might be good for you.
He doesn't know what no, Calm he Larry know is. He doesn't listen to us.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, it's been a while since you've been in here.
No time.
No time.
And you thought, today I'm really, really tired. Yeah, today's the day to come back in.
Yeah. Mm. Today's the day I'm not firing at all. I'm not even at 30-40%, so I'll go in to High FM.
I can match their standard now.
I can match Robin that. And Johnny
don't
now.
Say that.
Oh, no, he's tired. Yeah. He's getting angry.
there's many people now. They are listening to us.
Many people.
So what did you get up to last night?
And they are tired, same like me.
Yeah, what did you do last night? He doesn't want to answer.
I was playing football.
Were you playing football?
Yes.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. Are you any good?
No.
He's honest. He's honest. Who are you playing football with? I'd love to play football with you.
With myself.
Kicking a ball against the wall.
Sit there, yeah. Oh, God, I need to get some friends. Yeah, I really do. It shouldn't be on my own.
I'm always doing this.
I know you are. Yeah. I know. It's true as well. And there's no girls that fancy him. No girls do. And he didn't have to change his phone and his phone number. No. Right? That was just a lie.
That was a lie that Robin construed.
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago. In fact, since we said that on the radio, have you noticed Kozai hasn't been in? Since we said he had to change his phone number.
Yeah, he was off.
Because all the girls were calling him.
Yeah.
Right? He's now asleep.
Azim Jalal to you.
Let's jam, boys and girls, in it!
Kozai Kruber!
Is it bedtime already?
Do it!
It's the worst of the High FM morning show.
It's High FM. This is Robin Banks and Johnny Borrows. Hello, good morning.
That's
to
me.
You.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
I'm okay. Thank you very much for asking.
I wasn't asking you.
I know you weren't. You were just doing it as part of what to say.
I was asking the audience.
No, you weren't. You don't
I was asking.
Listen,
you.
Let
I
me
care
tell
about how you,
no, you don't.
Are.
No, you
how
don't.
How are you?
That's a lie.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Anytime a radio presenter says, hope you're feeling well, that's just a blatant lie.
No, it's not.
Because they don't.
Just because you don't care.
Johnny doesn't either.
I care.
No, you don't care.
I do.
My wife told me to take the spider out last night.
Okay.
Saw a spider there. She doesn't like killing them.
Yeah.
So we went out up the Crown Plaza. Nice guy. He's a web designer.
I should be waking up.
Come on.
The Robin Banks Morning Show
on High FM.
High FM.
Yes.
Morning to you.
And you.
Rumours are something that can spread around the internet
very, very quickly.
Well, rumours spread. You don't need the internet for rumours.
Have you heard about Beyonce and Jay-Z?
What's happening?
They've split up.
Oh, have they?
No, not really. It's a rumour.
Yeah. There's rumours about everything. There's rumours about everybody. There's rumours about you.
No, there isn't.
Yeah,
no one's wasting their time spreading rumours about me. There has been a rumour that started about Beyonce and Jay-Z splitting up.
Yeah.
But it's not true.
Okay. How do you know it's not true? That might be a rumour to quash the other rumour.
Marvin Harrison.
Oh, Marv!
Did a tweet.
Right, classic Marv.
Saying, Beyonce and her rapper husband, Jay-Z, confirm their conscious uncoupling.
Oh, shut up, Gwyneth.
Then there was a link.
Yeah.
The link went to a register to vote page for the UK general election.
Did it really? Oh my God, that's fantastic.
However, since then, the rumour has spled. Spled?
Has it spled? Sped, you mean?
Spread.
Yeah, spread. Spread on spread. Both would have worked.
All over the internet.
Right.
Beyonce and Jay-Z don't seem particularly impressed. Although, it seems like it's worked. The day after this tweet went out, voting registration in the UK spiked. So it's a happy story.
Good one.
Good morning.
It's the very worst of High FM's morning show.
What you missed!
It's High FM. Banks here, Boris over there. Hello, good morning to
you. Hello, morning to you.
I have the results here, JB, of a survey that I wanted to bring to you.
Okay.
Of what we need for the perfect morning. This survey asked 2,000 people, so a lot of people, to name the top things they need in order to have the perfect morning.
Oh.
Well, you want a perfect morning, don't you?
No, I do, but you're going to read these things and none of these things will have happened
exactly.
for my morning.
Exactly, and that, this is why I'm going to go through them, right? It's going to be like a checklist
right.
for us. And you listening, of course.
Yeah.
Right, so here are nine things, right?
Okay.
Number nine, yoga.
Oh, come on. Actually, yoga. You know what? I did start doing yoga.
No, you
did. A few months ago, and then I realised that I'd get up too early to be bothered to do that.
Number eight,
yeah.
having a glass of juice.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like a little glass
of juice.
But
do you do
juice.
It in the morning?
No, hardly ever.
No, we don't. Number seven, listening to your favourite radio show.
That's one off.
Yeah, but well, no, we don't do that because we're here. We're not listening to it.
We've got headphones on. We're listening to ourselves. It's live.
In real time. Number six, reading the news.
Hello, yes, sir. This is the news.
Number five, watching the news.
Hang on, you can't have two sources of news
yes,
in the morning.
Yes, you can. You can read the news.
We'll do
you
one.
You can have a newspaper, read the news.
You should do one or the other.
Hey, listen, all I'm doing is giving these to you. I'm just the catalyst here.
Okay.
Number four, meditation.
That's the same as yoga, isn't it?
No, of course it's not. Also, it seems a lot of people claim that they meditate now. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Because it's really trendy.
Yeah.
But are that many people actually doing it? I don't think so.
They're not.
Number three, exercise.
Yeah. Well, again, that's yoga. Yoga is exercise.
Everything's not yoga. Number two, a good breakfast.
Oh, that's us out.
Oh, okay, mate, we've been out of all of these. But number one, and 52% also say it's essential. What do you think number one is?
Watching cartoons.
Coffee!
Well, at least we've got one there.
Apparently sleeping in and skipping work weren't options here.
Robin Banks Morning Show.
This is High FM. Have you seen this picture, JB? There was a man, he was walking in the woods, and he took some pictures of a rare deer, a rare buck, with three antlers.
He's got three antlers.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was apparently out wandering alone because nobody would let it join in their reindeer games.
Oh, that's sad.
I thought that that would get a bit more of a reaction.
No, it's just sad.
It's like Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
Yeah, I get
that. Join in the reindeer games.
Rudolph wouldn't let. But it's just quite sad. No one's told Three Antlers Steve.
Three Antlers Steve, he's got a name now.
That he's special and there's no one else like him.
Dunkin' Donuts is phasing out styrofoam cups.
Oh, right.
So, congratulations to them for being on the environmental cutting edge of 1986.
This is High FM and the Robin Banks Morning Show.
Yeah. Every day in the morning.
High FM.
Hello?
Hello!
Hello, good morning!
Hello, good morning to you!
What's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, we're
well,
driving.
What's going on with us? Johnny, what's going on with you?
Oh, not much.
Not much, we're just going on.
Well, actually, can I just tell you, Johnny's had a slight accident in the studio, and if Ehab is listening, I think our owner would be very, very disappointed in Johnny Borrows. It wasn't me. Anyway, who are you? What's your name?
My name is Winnie.
Winnie's on the phone. All right, Winnie.
Nothing. I just wake up, say good morning.
Good morning.
Hello to my very handsome husband who's driving beside me right now.
Oh gosh, you wouldn't say that.
Hang on, you can't say hello to someone that sat next to you.
Yeah, just
you
turn
can,
to him and
you
go,
can
hello.
Do that on your own time.
What are you calling the radio for to do that? All right, see you later, Winnie. You have a beautiful day.
You too, guys.
Woke up this morning. This is High FM and the Robin Banks Morning Show. Here we go,
This is High FM. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello there.
I'm very surprised, Johnny, that you didn't mention this yesterday.
Oh.
Because this is something that you would have brought to the table.
Okay.
Yesterday was International Play Monopoly Day.
Oh, was it?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
So if you did celebrate and if you did start a game yesterday, we assume that you're about halfway through it right now?
The only way to wake up in Oman.
This is High FM and the Robin Banks Morning Show.
Oh, I hate the stupid thing.
High FM! This is Robin Banks here. Johnny Borrows over there.
Yeah, hello, hi.
All right, JB.
So this is it. This is some guy said something negative about me.
Well...
And instead of keeping it to yourself... and going, I won't tell Johnny that because that might make him feel bad about himself. I'm going to put it out on the radio. So not only Johnny knows, but the entire listenership of High FM knows as well. So they can think about me when they listen to me, and maybe when they're out and about, they might meet me and go, ah, Johnny, that's the guy that this person thinks this of. Come on then. What is it?
Right. So I met a guy last night. Never met him before.
Where'd you meet him?
I'm not telling you where I met him. I just met him out.
Right.
And we got chatting, and then I told him what I did, and he listens.
Okay.
Right? He's a listener.
What a fool.
And he said to me that he finds it hilarious that sometimes I call you JB.
Okay.
Right? And I'm like, what? He said, oh, I think it's really funny that you call him JB.
Yeah.
And I do, because Johnny Borrows.
Yeah.
And then we shorten it sometimes, JB.
Yeah.
Right, JB. Yeah. I said, why? Because I think, you know, saying JB is really cool.
Mm.
And he said, exactly. It is really cool, but it just doesn't sound right when I hear you saying it and I think of him.
So he's saying I'm not cool.
That's what he's saying, right.
Just keep calling me JB and...
I do.
Yeah.
I do, and I will. I'm not going to change.
My mother thinks I'm cool. Get
up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up.
Johnny's just said something to me. And he hasn't actually said it. You haven't actually said it.
No, because your brain is probably going to be making it worse than it actually is. However, I know what you're like.
Yeah. If you have a gag reflex like me, tune away.
Yeah.
Okay, tune away now.
Yeah.
Turn off this radio show for at least 5 minutes. Not that we're going to spend 5 minutes talking about this, but just turn it off, because 5 minutes, that's safe, all right?
It's so bad that I gagged.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you never gag at anything.
I know.
You didn't gag at that thing that I gagged at a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So Johnny said to me, oh, I'm so glad you didn't come to the bathroom with me yesterday because there was something in the sink. And then my mind is just going all crazy. Now, I don't want to know what it is.
No. Well, then this is pointless.
Well, it's not pointless.
I feel a little bit ill just thinking about it, actually.
Was it something from somebody's body?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You see that? But there's a part of me that really wants to know. I really want to know. Was it an accident? Do you think that it was ended up in the sink?
No, I know exactly how it ended up there. It's something that...
Somebody actually put it there?
Yeah.
No.
They wouldn't have... deliberately shedded it off their skin.
Oh, stop. This is a breakfast morning radio show. There are people, okay, who have got this show on in their kitchen as they're pouring Cocoa Pops.
I feel a bit ill. The reason why I can tell you the reason why I felt ill is because I was using this sink.
And then you saw it?
And then I saw what was in the sink.
Was it a big or small thing?
I mean, small, but big for what it was.
You see, I don't know what it is, but I really want to know what it is. How can people in their right mind think it's okay to leave things in a public sink? That's the kind of stuff you do in your own sink. In your own bathroom.
I do that in my own sink. I take stuff out of there. Like, if there's something that shouldn't be there that someone else might find a bit gross, I'll put that in the bin.
If you had to do something in a public place, you'd take it out.
Yeah.
You wouldn't leave it for somebody else. What kind of person does that? What kind of person does that? Don't answer. That's what's known as a rhetorical question.
This is the worst of High FM's morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. We just haven't got any.
It really is awful.